Okay, we are continuing in the seventh parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Yud. And again, continuing on the list of people who are Chayiv Skila. Hamesis, someone who causes other people to do Avodah Zarah. Zahedyot Hamesis Zahedyot. That means someone who's a regular person that causes another regular person, not a Navi, not anything, to violate Avodah Zarah. That's where it's going to be Skila. Amar Lo, how does it work out? How does one violate this Avera? So he says to the other, one guy says to the other guy, Yeshir b'makom ploni. You know, there's a certain religion, there's a certain God, certain place. Kach ocheles, kach shosa, kach mativa, kach maria. It starts by talking about, you know, how awesome this God is, this is what it eats, this is what it drinks, and this is how it does good to the people who worship it, and this is how it punishes the people who don't worship it. Kol chayav misra b'torah ein machminim aleihem. Whenever you have chayav misra in the Torah, we don't try to catch people doing it. Except for this one, we go out of our way to set up clandestine operations to try to catch a person to do it, because we find this the person who's going to cause others to go astray as being so damaging. If he said to two people that they should, if a person tries to be maces two people, and those two people don't fall for it, and they turn out to be the witnesses against him, they're going to testify against him. So they bring him to Beis Din, and they stone him, and that's it. They can be the Edim, meaning apparently Mesis does not require that the people he was Mesis actually fell for it, that they actually went ahead and did it, because obviously if they actually went ahead and did it, they wouldn't be Kashra Edim, but we're accepting their Edos. Amar le'echad, if he said to one person, who Amar Yeshli Chaverim Rotzim Bekach, and that one person says, wow, this sounds awesome, you should know I have friends that might be interested also. So meaning that he can do that in order to get another aide with him so that they can stone this guy. But if the guy is smart and he can't speak it out in front of them because he doesn't want them to be made against him, so then what we do is, here's how we catch him. We hide witnesses behind the fence. We say, okay, meet me later today at this and this place, and then you hide a couple of witnesses behind in the bushes somewhere so that they can be made against him. And he says, tell me what you told me. And the guy repeats it. And you should say, but how could we do that? How could we abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman al-Islan, and go and worship Eitzim Vavanim? So Im Chosubar is a mutav. If right away he says, Oyvei, what am I thinking? Terrible. I do tshuva. I change my mind. That's great. V'imamar kachi chavaseinu v'kachi afalanu. He says, what do you mean? This is the new way. This is the path forward. This is... So the people that were hiding behind the fence grab him, bring him to Beis Din, and they give him skila. Homer ever evod eilech ve'evod neilech. If someone says, I'm going to worship the idol and you should follow me, or I'm going to go and worship the idol and you should do so after me, or let's go together and we'll worship the idol. Neilech v'navod azabeach. He says, I'm going to shecht an animal to this Avodah Zarah, or I'm going to shecht an animal and then you should come with me or follow me. Let's go together and shecht an animal. Aktir, eilich, va'aktir, neilich, v'naktir, anaseich, eilich, v'anaseich, neilich, v'nanaseich, eshtachave, eilich, v'eshtachave, neilich, v'neshtachave. All of these things are mesis, where you put the guy, you give the guy skila. Hamadiach, what's a mediach? Zehomer neilich v'navod avodah zarah. That's someone who says, let's go do avodah zarah. So if you do that to a whole city, so then you're a mediach, then you're not just a mesis. Meaning, when it comes to being a mesis, you don't have to say, we'll do it together. We'll say, I'll do it now, you'll do it tomorrow, or something like that. But when it comes to being a mediach of the whole Irene Dachas, so you have to say, let's all go in on this together, let's all act together in doing this Avodah Zarah, and only then are you a mediach. Hamechashev, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamechashev, what is an example of someone who's a mechashev? Hosam Maisachayev, if someone makes something actually physically happen, through kishuf, then he's going to be chayv. Lo ochiz asinayim, but not if it's just sleight of hand that it makes it look like something happened. Rabbi Kiva mishum Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Kiva says name Rabbi Shua. Shnayim loktim kishun. You could have two people using kishuf to gather up cucumbers in a field. Echad loket pater ve'echad loket chayv, and one of them is going to be chayv, and one of them is going to be pater. Hosa ma'isa chayv. The one who actually gathers cucumbers using kishuf is going to be chayv ochiz asinayim pater. The one who just pulled off a magic trick, but he doesn't actually physically do anything in the world. It was just a mirage. So then he's going to be pater. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we had said that a mesis is just a regular person leaving another person to do an avodah zarah, and we said that a mesis, you're allowed to set him up to try to chap him, by hiding edim or by asking him to repeat. The two people he tries to be mesis, even if they don't do it, can be the edim against the mesis, and a person could be chayiv for hasasa, even if he doesn't suggest that they do the avodah zarah together. Whereas a mediach, you have to suggest that they'll do the avodah zarah together in order to be a mediach. A mechashef is only going to be chayiv if he actually does something in the physical world. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva pointed out, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, you could have two people that gather cucumbers through kishuf, and one of them is going to be judged as a mechashef, and one of them will not, because the one that just does a sleight of hand is not going to be a mechashef. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Masechah Sanhedrin.